Today is the celebration of the disappearance of Sri Raghunandana Thakur.
Будь ласка, Raghunandana Thakur.
And today is also the celebration of the disappearance of Sri Vamsidhari, Vamsi Ananda.
Dan, будь ласка, Vamsi Ananda.
I'll read a little bit about the glories of Sri Raghunandana Thakur because I think it's important. He's a very special personality who followed in the path of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
Čitat ćemo malo o Raghunandana Thakuru. Mislim da je on jako važna, posebna ličnost u učenjima Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Bhagavate. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kandavasi Mukunda Dasi Raghunandana Narahari Dasi Chiravani Sulochana. A sabda mahasakya chaitanya kripa dama prema phala phula kari yahatara dana kandavasi mukunda dasa si raghunandana narahari dasi chira jivan sulochana a sabda mahasakya chaitanya kripa dama prema phala phula kari yahatara dana. Word for word. Kandavasi Mukunda Dasa.
Kandavasi Mukunda Dasa.
Mukunda Das.
Mukunda Das.
A resident of Sri Kanda.
Resident of Sri Kanda. Stanovnik Sri Kanda.
Sri Raghunandana.
Sri Raghunandana.
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 Narahari Dasa.
Narahari Dasa.
Narahari Dasa.
Narahari Dasa.
Chiranjiva.
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 Sulochana.
Sulochana.
Sulochana. Esabha.
Esabha.
All of them. Mahasaka.
Mahasaka.
Great branches.
Great branches. Velike grane.
Chaitanya Kripa Dhamma.
Chaitanya Kripa Dhamma.
Of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The reservoir of all mercy.
Izvora sve milosti.
Prema,
prema,
love of God,
ljubav prema Bogu,
phala,
phala,
fruit,
plod,
pula,
pula,
flower,
cvijet,
kara,
kara,
does,
tako,
does,
tako,
jahan,
jahan,
anywhere,
bilo gdje,
tahan,
tahan,
everywhere.
Svuda.
Dana.
Dana.
Distribution.
Dijeljenje.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So I'll just read the first part of the purport because that part pertains to Sri Raghunandana.
To će samo prvi dio objašnjenja Prabhupada koji se odnosi na Raghunandanu.
Sri Kandavasi Mukunda and his son Raghunandana were the 39th branch of the tree.
Bili su 39. grana stabla, on Raghunandan je njegov otac.
Narahari was the 40th.
Narahari 40.
Chiranjiva the 41st.
Chiranjiva 41.
And Sulochana the 42nd.
A Sulochana 42.
They were all big branches of the all-merciful tree of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Svi su one velike grane svemilostivog drveta sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
They distribute the fruits and flowers of love of Godhead anywhere and everywhere.
Dijeli su plodove ljubavi prema Bogu posvuda.
Purport. Sri Mukunda Das was the son of Narayan Das and the elder brother of Narihari Sakara. His second brother's name was Madhava Das, and his son was named Raghunandana Das. Descendants of Raghunandana still live 4 miles west of Katwa in the village named Sri Kanda.
Potomci Raghunandana još uvijek žive u tom selu.
where Raghunanda Das used to live. Raghunanda had one son named Kanai, who had two sons, Madana Roy, who was a disciple of Narahari Thakur, and Vamsi Vadan. It is estimated that at least 400 men descended in this dynasty. All of their names are recorded in the village of Srikanda. In the Gora Ganadesh Deepika 175, it is stated that the gopi, whose name was Vrindadevi, became Mukundadas, lived in Srikanda village, and was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Pisano da Mukunda Das bio Vrindadevi zapravo u Krishna lili.
His wonderful devotion and love for Krishna are described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter
15.
It is stated in the Bhakti Ratnakar, 8th wave, that Raghunanda used to serve the deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Opisano u Bhakti Ratnakar, tom dijelu, da je Raghunanda običao služiti lotosova stopala si Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Om Gyanti Mirandasya Gena Jena Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stabdi Tam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadanti Swam Padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gouda Bhakta Vrind Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So today is the disappearance day of two very great personalities who were followers of Lord Chaitanya.
Danas je dan odlaska dvije velike ličnosti koje su sljedbenici Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Raghunanda Nath Thakur was the son of Mukunda Sarkar.
Raghunandan Thakur je bio sin Mukunda Sarkara.
Mukunda Sarkar was a physician.
Mukunda Sarkar je bio liječnik.
And he used to do service for the king. He would sometimes take care of the king.
On bi radio službu za kralja, ponekad brinuo bi se nekad za kralja.
Now the king was a Muslim.
Ali kralj je bio musliman.
And Mukunda used to come and be with the king.
Mukunda bi običavao doći i biti s kraljem.
One time he was with the king.
Jednom je bio s njim.
And somebody brought a peacock fan.
A netko je
donio fan the king.
Pod pavnom perale pezu da
now,
sladi
they
kralja.
Were sitting very high up on a pedestal. Up on a what we say a platform, a high platform. Now when Mukunda saw the peacock feather, it reminded him of Krishna.
Kada Mukunda vidio pavnog pera, sjetili su ga na Krishna.
And so he fainted in ecstasy.
I tako se onesvijestio u zanosu.
And he fell off the platform.
I pao iz te platforme.
All the way down to the ground.
Skroz dole na tlo.
It was a long way.
Dug put.
And the king was wondering, what happened to Mukunda?
Kralj se čudio, šta se desilo Mukundi?
He became concerned.
Bio je zabrinut.
And he ran down, he said, are you okay?
Zatrčao se dole i rekao, jesi ti u redu?
He said, what happened?
Što se desilo?
Oh, he says, sometimes I have this disease and I faint.
Mukunda je rekao, ponekad imam ovu bolest da padnem.
The king didn't believe him.
Kralj mu nije vjerovao.
King understood he was a great devotee of the Lord.
Kralj je shvatio da je on veliki bhakta
gospodina. As he saw the peacock feather, he lost ecstasy.
Čim je vidio ponovo pero, izgubio se u ekstazi.
This was Mukunda.
To je bio Mukunda.
Now his son was Raghunandana.
Njegov sin je bio Raghunandana.
Now Raghunandana, he was practically a little boy during the time of Lord Chaitanya's height of his preaching.
On je bio praktički mali dječak za vrijeme razdoblja propovjedanja Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And one day Mukunda said to his wife,
jednog dana je Mukunda rekao svojoj ženi,
I think our little son Raghunandana should start learning how to worship the deity.
Mislim da bi naš mali sin Raghunandana trebao početi učiti kako obožavati
božanstvo. He's 5 years old now.
On je sad već 5 godina.
And it's important. This is a very important point. In teaching our children we have to see that they get the best training at the earliest age.
dobra poanta, trebamo vidjeti da naša djeca u najranijem dobu dobiju dobar trening.
Then by planting a very powerful devotional seed within their life, it will grow nicely and they will generally become good devotees of Krishna.
I kad tako rano zasadimo dobar plod devocionalni u njih, u njihova srca, oni će postati bhakti gospodina Krishna.
And even if they don't, then later on in their life they will guarantee to become devotees of Krishna, even if it doesn't happen immediately.
A čak i ako se to ne desi, kasnije u svom životu će postati bhakti.
Because planting the seed of devotion into the heart of a living entity at the earliest possible age assures one success in spiritual life.
Jer ako posadimo taj plod ljubavi prema Bogu u ranim dobu, u djetinjstvu, garantira ljubav prema Bogu.
Raghunanda was only 5, but Mukunda wanted to teach him how to worship the deity.
Raghunanda nema samo 5 godina kad ga je Mukunda učio kako obožavati božanstvo.
So he called his wife.
Pozvao svoju ženu.
He said, "Today I have to go to work early.
Danas moram ići
rano na posao. We will teach Raghunandana how to worship the deity."
Ali učit ćemo Raghunandanu kako da obožava božanstvo.
So his mother brought the food,
majka dovela hranu,
which was a glass of milk and a ladu.
To je bila čaša mlijeka i ladu.
To bring to the deity.
Dale da se donese božanstvo.
So he said to Raghunandana,
i rekla je Raghunandana,
"My dear son, you take this milk and ladu, you bring it into the deity, you sit down on the floor, you ring the bell, you chant the mantra, and you call the Lord, please come take your prasad."
Dakle, odnesi ovo gospodinu, sjedni na tlo, zvoni zvonom i zamoli ga gospodina dođe i uzme prasada.
So, he heard from his father left, his mother gave him the food, he walked into the deity room, he sat down on the floor, he rang the bell, chanted the mantra, and said, "My dear Lord, please come take your food."
On se pozdravio s ocem, poslušao majku, sve to učinio što mu je rekla, zvonio zvono, sjeo na pod, nudio hranu i rekao, "Draga gospodine, molim te dođi i uzmi svoju hranu."
Now being only a 5-year-old boy, he was thinking the Lord should eat.
Pošto imao samo 5 godina, mislio da bi gospodin stvarno trebao jesti.
But the Lord doesn't eat like we eat.
Ali gospodin ne jede poput nas.
He eats simply by accepting our offering.
On jede jednostavno prihvaćajući naše nuđenje.
But he eats.
Ali jede.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, "Asnami."
Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Gita, "Asnami."
Asnami means I eat.
To znači ja jedem.
Yeah. So whatever you offer me with devotion, I accept, I eat it.
Što god mi ponudite s devocijom, ja jedem.
Sometimes in temples, when the deity is not being given nice prasadam or prasadam that is not cooked with devotion or on time, the deity gets skinny. Have you ever seen that?
Ponekad u hramovima kad se božanstvo ne nudi dobar prasadam, kad je sirovo ili neskuhano, onda božanstvo smršavi.
In some temples when the deity is being really nicely served, he gets fat.
A u nekim hramovima gdje se bolje pohrane božanstvo, se udebljaju.
Have you ever seen that?
Ste li to ikad vidjeli?
It's true. Krishna eats, he gets fat too.
Krishna jede i on se udeblja također.
You can see, sometimes we have a deity, we have a picture from all many years ago, and then we look at it today, we see how much he's changed. He gets, he grows up.
Slike od božanstava kad davno prije sad.
Sometimes he gets fat.
Nekako se promijenilo.
Sometimes he fasts, gets skinny.
Ponekad smršavi, posti, ponekad
Krishna is there in the deity.
Krishna je tu, božanstvo.
But this little boy was thinking that Krishna should come and eat the food.
Ali mali dječak je mislio Krishna mora doći i jesti hranu.
So after ringing the bell and chanting the mantras, nothing happened.
Nakon što je zvonio zvono i peo mantre, ništa se nije desilo.
So he started to become upset and he started to cry.
Postao uznemiren i počeo plakati.
He said, "My dear Lord, my father asked me to give you this food, but you're not eating, so you must eat."
Gospodine, otac mi je dao da ti dam hranu, a ti ne jedeš, moraš jesti.
And he was crying and crying and crying.
Plakao je, plakao.
But then with great devotion.
Ali, s velikom devocijom.
With great good devotion.
S velikom devocijom.
And finally the Lord spoke to him.
Konačno gospodin progovorio.
He said, "I'm a deity, I don't eat like you."
Ja sam božanstvo, ne jedem kao što ti jedeš.
"No, no, you must eat."
Ne, 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 moraš jesti.
"My father and mother will get upset."
Moj otac i majka će se razljutiti.
So the Lord said, "All right."
Gospodin rekao, "Dobro, jesi."
And he ate everything. He drank the milk and ate the ladu.
Popio mlijeko i pojel ladu.
So when he came out of the deity room, there was no prasad.
Kad se vratio iz deity ruma,
the Lord ate it all.
Nije ništa bilo.
So his mother said, "Where's the prasad?"
Majka rekla, "Gdje je prasadam?"
He said, "The Lord ate it."
A rekao, "Gospodin je pojao."
She was bewildered.
A bila zbunjena majka.
"What do you mean the Lord ate it? He ate it.
Kako to misliš?
You asked me to feed him, he ate it."
Pitala si da ga nahranim, on je pojao.
"No, you're hiding it somewhere."
Skrio si to negdje.
"Or maybe you ate it already."
Možda si ti to već pojao.
"Actually, Krishna ate it."
Ne, Krishna je to pojao.
"Please tell the truth." "I'm telling you the truth."
Reci istinu. Govorim ti istinu.
Well, then she was getting nowhere.
Majka nije bila nigdje.
She said, "I'll just wait till your father comes."
Čeka će dok se tu otac vrati.
She told him the whole story.
On se zna cijelu priču.
And then he asked his son and told him the same thing.
Onda otac opet isto stvar.
Krishna ate it.
Krishna je.
That was, he was supposed to eat it, right?
Trebao da jede, zar ne?
And then his father Mukunda was starting to think,
Mukunda počeo razmišljati.
Maybe there's some truth in this.
Možda ima nešto istine u ovome.
So the next day he made believe he was leaving early, but he hid behind a curtain.
Sljedećeg dana je otac se pretvorio kao da ide rano, ali se skrio iza zavjese.
And he asked his mother, his wife, to give him the young boy Raghunandana the prasadam again. So again she gave him a laddu and a glass of milk.
I tako je zamolila malog majku da da opet malo me istu ponudu.
So he brought it in, sat down, he rang the bell, chanted the mantra, called the Lord to eat.
Opet sjeo na pod, zvonio zvono, spio mantra i zamolio gospodina da jede.
Now Mukunda was watching this whole thing, but his son didn't know it.
Mukunda se promatrao, ali sin nije to znao.
So at one point Krishna again ate.
U jednom trenutku Krishna opet počeo jesti.
But this time he drank the milk and ate half the laddu. He didn't eat the whole laddu this time.
Pojeo samo pola ladua i popio mlijeko.
He left half.
To je ostavio.
Now Mukunda saw this.
Kad je Mukunda to vidio,
he was amazed.
Bio zapanjen.
Five-year-old son, what devotion.
Petogodišnji dečko.
What a son I have. He's so Krishna conscious.
Koja devocija, koja svjesnost
Krishna. He was amazed. Imagine having a son like that.
Zamisli takvog sina.
What would you do? You couldn't chastise him, right?
Ne biste ga mogli prekoravati.
It's like, you have a pure devotee in your house.
Čistog bhakta u kući.
So, one day he was sitting with Lord Chaitanya.
Jednog dana sjedio Raghunandana sa
Mukunda was sitting with Lord
Mukunda je sjedio sa Sri Chaitanyom.
So Lord Chaitanya said, "Hey, Mukunda!"
Chaitanya je zvao.
"Who's the father and who's the son? Is Raghunandana your son or is he your father?"
Tko je tu sin, tko je otac? Je li Raghunandana tvoj otac ili tvoj sin?
So Mukunda, he stopped and he thought for a minute.
Mukunda je na
trenutak. Then he understood.
Razmišlja, onda je shvatio.
He said, "My dear Lord, I am the son of Mukunda, he is my father."
Of Raghunanda.
"I am the son of Raghunandana, yeah. He is my father."
Onda je malo razmišljao Mukunda, onda je rekao, "Ja sam sin Raghunandane, on je moj otac."
"He is teaching me."
On mene podučava.
The father always teaches the son. Therefore, in this case, he understood that his son was actually teaching him.
Pošto otac uvijek podučava sina, sad je on shvatio u ovom slučaju, sin je podučavao njega.
So, Raghunandana, he grew up.
Raghunandana je odrastao.
Very wonderful, illustrious boy.
Postao je prekrasan dječak.
Now one day there was this one devotee of Lord Nityananda.
Jednog dana bio jedan bhakta gospodin Nityananda.
His name was Abhiram Gopal.
Zvao se Abhiram Gopal.
Now, Abhiram Gopal was an incarnation of Sridham.
Abhiram Gopal je bio inkarnacija Sridhama.
Now, he was the Sridham, the original cowherd boy in Vrindavan. He appeared again in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Abhiram Gopal.
Sridham je dječak pastir u zabavama u Gnagoloki i pojavio se kao Abhiram Gopal.
He was an amazing personality.
Bio je fascinantna
ličnost. He had such power.
Ima takvu moć.
He carried a whip with him.
Nosio sa sobom bić.
A whip. And then if he hit anybody, they would get love of God.
I koga god bi udario s tim bićem, tada bi dobio
by being hit
čistu
ljubav
prema Bogu.
With Abhiram Gopal.
Jednostavno udarcem bića.
And the whip's name was Jai Mangala.
Taj bić se zvao Jai Mangala.
But he had another power.
Ali ima još jednu moć on.
If he paid obeisances to any stone that wasn't a shalagram shila, it would crack, break.
Ako bi on odao poštovanje bilo kom kamenu koji nije shalagram shila, taj kamen bi se raspukao.
Because a lot of people would worship stones and they would say they were shilas, but they weren't. They were actually something else.
Jer mnogi ljudi bi obožavali kamen kao shile, ali zapravo nisu bile shile.
So Bhari Ram Gopal paid his obeisances to your shila, and if your shila wasn't genuine, it would break, crack right on the spot.
Tako bi Abhiram Gopal odao poštovanje vašoj šili koja nije vjerodostojna, ona bi se raspukla.
And another thing he used to do.
Velika moć.
He would pay his obeisances to pure devotees.
I odao je poštovanje čistim baktama.
And if someone was not a pure devotee and Abhiram Gopal paid their obeisances, they would die.
Ako neko nije bio čisti bakta, Abhiram Gopal bi mu odao poštovanje, ta osoba bi umrla.
Yeah, he had that power. Immediately. If you got your, you know, if Abhiram Gopal paid you obeisances and you died, it's pretty good, right?
Ako vam Abhiram tako roda poštovanje, vi umrete.
But he wouldn't pay obeisances. He would only pay obeisances to pure devotees.
Ali on bi odao poštovanje samo čistim baktama.
So he heard about the glories of Raghunandana.
I čuje o slavama Raghunandane.
And he wanted to go meet Raghunandana so he could pay his obeisances to Raghunandana.
I htio ići sresti Raghunandana i odati mu poštovanje.
So Mukunda and his wife found out that Abhiram's coming to pay their obeisances to our son.
Mukunda i žena su saznali da Abhiram dolazi odati poštovanje našem sinu.
And Raghunandana's wife, mother, she became so concerned. Abhiram's coming here.
Ne.
He's going to pay his obeisances
Abhiram
to our little son. What's going to happen to him?
Što će se desiti sad?
She was so worried.
Bila jako zabrinuta.
So she took him and she hid him in another village.
Sakrila ga u drugo selo.
She moved him.
Preselila ga u drugo selo i sakrila ga.
She stayed with him.
I bila s njim.
But after some time, Abhiram didn't show up. Everyone was waiting for him, but he never came.
Ali nakon nekog vremena čekali su, Abhiram se nikako nije pojavio.
So then they stopped guarding him.
Onda su prestali da
straže. When they stopped guarding him, guess what happened?
Kad su prestali brinuti o straži, šta se desilo?
Abhiram came.
Abhiram je došao.
And he found little Raghunandana.
I pao je malog Raghunandana.
And they were talking together for a little while.
Došao do njega, pričali
su. Abhiram paid his obeisances to Raghunandana.
I onda mu je Abhiram odao poštovanje.
And guess what?
I pogodite što se desilo.
He didn't die.
Ništa.
He was a pure devotee.
Jer je bio čisti bakta.
So that was the power of Abhiram. So of Raghunandana, he was a great devotee of the Lord.
To je moć, to velikog bakti gospodina.
When Narottam Das Thakur performed his famous Khatri Gram festival in the village of Khatri Gram,
which was
a big,
festival.
Huge festival.
It was
the 50th anniversary of the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
It was Gaur Purnima 50 years later.
And
Lord Chaitanya, many of his intimate associates had left. So Narottam Das, along with Srinivas Acharya, Narayan Chakravarti, and Janava Devi, the wife of Lord Nityananda. They were the esteemed personalities, and they held this wonderful festival in honor of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Janava
Devi cooked the entire feast. Thousands of Vaishnavas came from all over India, from Janavi, Bengal, from Puri,
feast,
and from Vrindavan,
all
to celebrate the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Narottam Das Thakur was the leading guest. But he was also the one who arranged the whole festival.
And he installed
six sets of Radha Krishna deities during that festival.
Narottam
Das Thakur was famous for his kirtans. He was the incarnation of kirtan. He sang so many different ways and styles of kirtan that were so pleasing to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, kirtan is my heart. You want to please Lord Chaitanya? Dance.
Kirtan moje srce. Ako želite zadovoljiti
Chaitanya,
plešite,
please Lord Chaitanya. That makes Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda happy.
To će učiniti Chaitanya i Nityananda sretnima, plešite i pjevati.
That's all we have to do is chant and dance.
To je sve što trebamo raditi.
And inspire others to chant and dance.
I nadahnuti druge također da plešu, pjevaju.
And if you please Lord Chaitanya,
ako
and your life is perfect.
Chaitanya
and Lord Chaitanya is so easy
to please.
And if you take Krishna prasadam, he's also very
ako
pleased.
Lako se
so Lord Chaitanya's movement is chanting, prasadam, dancing, isto. And feasting. That's all.
To je pokret gospodina Chaitanya. Plesanje, pjevanje i gošćenje.
There's no work.
Nema rada.
One time one devotee said to Prabhupada.
Jednome bhakta rekao Prabhupadu.
Prabhupada was preaching. He was saying, this movement of Krishna consciousness is under the guidance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and it's simply chanting, dancing and feasting.
Prabhupada je to govorio, propovjedao i rekao, ovaj pokret Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednostavno je jedenje, pjevanje i plesanje.
And one devotee said, but Prabhupada, we have so much work to do.
Bhakta je rekao, Prabhupada, imamo toliko posla.
Prabhupada said, there's no work. It's just chanting, dancing and feasting.
Prabhupada je rekao, nema posla. Pjevanje, plesanje.
But Prabhupada, we have so many other things we do.
Prabhupada, toliko drugo stvari moramo
raditi.
Prabhupada
said, it's all chanting, dancing and feasting.
Prabhupada je rekao, to je sve jedenje, plesanje i pjevanje.
That's all.
To je sve.
So everything you do is chanting, dancing and feasting.
Sve što radite je to. Plesanje, pjevanje i jedenje, odnosno
gošćenje.
To je svjesnost Krišne.
So, Narottam, incarnation of Kirtan.
Narottam, inkarnacija Kirtana.
So, thousands of devotees came.
Tisuću
and it was a big Kirtan party.
Došli i to je bila velika
Kirtan porka. There were 20 mridanga players.
20 mridanga svirača.
And there were I don't know how many cartel players.
Ne znam
so
koliko
many.
Karatala svirača.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. I think there was 14 mridanga players and 7 cartel players. That's right.
Mislim da je bilo 14 mridangi.
And it was and Narottam Das and started the kirtan.
I Narottam Das
and he had a little tiny pair of cartels.
Ima mali tanki par karatala.
And he started to chant really softly and sweetly.
Počeo je pjevati jako, jako mekano i slatko.
Just so
jako mekano, pjevajući devociji.
Started the kirtan off very soft, very sweet.
Jako, jako slatki.
Gradually he was building and building.
I postepeno to raslo i raslo.
And the kirtan, then all of a sudden, the mridanga started to come.
I onda su mridanga se priključili.
The devotees started becoming, and the kirtan started to build.
Postepeno.
And build. And built,
rast, rast.
And built, and it was thousands of devotees.
Tisuće
and the mridangas were so powerful, and Narottam was singing so sweetly,
tako
so devotionally,
tako
and simply by hearing his voice, everyone was in ecstasy. And the kirtan was so nicely arranged,
and
everything was perfectly in time.
Sve bilo u ritmu.
And the kirtan was getting larger and more powerful.
Kirtan je postao sve veći, sve
finally,
moćniji.
Everyone was dancing in ecstasy
dok na kraju nisu svi
and rolling
plesali,
on the ground and crying. And it was such a tumultuous kirtan. And guess what happened?
Snažan
in the middle of that
kirtan,
kirtan, something, some miracle happened.
I u sred tog kirtana jedno čudo se desilo.
Lord Chaitanya appeared personally.
Pojavio se osobno gospodin Chaitanya
along with Lord Nityananda,
zajedno sa
Advaitom
Srivasom,
Gadadhar, Pundarik Vidyanidhi,
Pundarika Vidyanidhi,
Mukunda Das, Murari Gupta, and all the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya who had left the planet.
Intimnim pratiocima koji su već napustili ovu planetu se pojavio Chaitanya.
And Raghunandana Thakur was at that festival.
I Raghunandan Thakur je bio.
And he saw his father.
Festivalu.
Mukunda once again.
Svog oca koji je već bio napustio
svijet. Kirtan started the build, and Lord Chaitanya started the dance. Everyone saw Lord Chaitanya.
Svi su vidjeli ples gospodina Chaitanya.
And Kirtan became so ecstatic.
Lord
Chaitanya and all his associates have again returned. Everyone was feeling overwhelmed with such devotion and love. It just kept going on and on and on and on, and the kirtan was building. Narottam was singing so sweetly, so melodiously. The kirtan was just going wild. Everybody was lost their mind completely. So much ecstasy. They couldn't even contain the ecstasy.
Nisu mogli više niti zadržati ekstazu.
All the pores of their bodies.
Koja je izbivala iz svih pora njihovog tijela.
Finally, Lord Chaitanya disappeared.
I na kraju gospodin Chaitanya iščezao. U sred kirtana. Svi su mislili,
he's gone again.
Opet je otišao.
That was Narottam Das Thakur.
To je bio Narottam
Das. All the devotees saw the Lord and all their relatives came back and Raghunandana saw his father Mukunda dancing with Lord Chaitanya.
Tako je Raghunandana vidio svog oca tu kako pleše sa Chaitanya.
This is the power of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan.
To je moć kirtana.
Actually, if we focus on chanting and dancing in our life, we will always be happy.
Ako se fokusiramo na
chanting and dancing is the essence of Krishna consciousness. Hearing nice, wonderful pastimes of the Lord and His devotees.
Slušati,
eating Krishna prasadam.
Krishna.
Developing nice friendships with other devotees.
Krishna prasadam.
Sharing Krishna consciousness together.
Dijeliti među sobom svjesnost Krishna.
Doing some seva for the deity and for the other for the devotees.
Raditi službu za božanstvo.
This is Krishna consciousness.
I za bhakte.
It's so nice.
To je svjesnost Krishna.
But what ruins it? Is that when we speak nonsense? When we speak nonsense or gossip or useless talk,
a što nije to kad govorimo gluposti,
then we become unhappy.
Onda postanemo nesretni.
So if we can avoid that and always focus on these simple things of chanting, dancing, feasting and devotional friendship, we will understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Ako možemo izbjeći te stvari, to bespotrebno govorenje, i prihvatiti pjevanje, plesanje.
So today is the
devocionalno prijateljstvo.
Disappearance of Raghunandana.
Onda ćemo dobiti milost
Very Chaitanya. Wonderful Vaishnava. There's much more about his life.
Ima mnogo više o Raghunandani i njegovom životu.
Not sure of all the details. But he is considered one of the intimate followers of Lord Chaitanya.
Smatra se jednim od intimnih
pratica Lord Chaitanya left the planet when he was just a little boy.
I gospodin Chaitanya napustio ovaj svijet kad
je
bio mali.
So he didn't have much association with the Lord.
Dječak, nije imao mnogo društva.
Still he was a pure devotee.
Chaitanya, ali još uvijek bio čisti bhakta.
Now today is also the disappearance day of
a danas je također dan odlaska.
Vamsi Ananda.
Vamsi Ananda.
He is an, a very unusual personality.
Onda je vrlo neobična ličnost. Vamsi Das.
Vamsi Varananda, I think.
Vamsi Das Babaji.
Vamsi Das Babaji.
Is it? Vamsi Das Babaji danas. Yeah. Vamsi Das Babaji. Yeah.
Let me see here. It's mentioned here in this purport. Vamsi Vananda.
Vamsi Vadan.
Vamsi Das Babaji. Vamsi Das Babaji. Yes, actually there's two. He actually appeared right around the time of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
On je bio u vrijeme Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati.
And he was an Avaduta.
I bio je Avaduta, Vamsi Das.
He was a mystical person.
Vrlo mistična ličnost.
He would carry a set of Gornitai deities with him.
On bi sa sobom uvijek nosio set Gornitai božanstva.
He'd carry them under his arms wherever he went.
I nosio bi ovako pod ruku.
And he would bathe them in the river by just dunking them in the river like this.
Samo bi ih utočio u rijeku, tako bi ih kupao.
And sometimes he would speak to Lord Chaitanya.
Ponekad bi govorio sa si Chaitanyom.
And he would say, there's no food today for you.
I rekao bi, danas nema hrane tebi.
I'm sorry, I can't give you anything. I don't have any.
Nemam danas ništa da ti dam.
And sometimes he would chastise Lord Chaitanya.
Ponekad bi prekorio gospodina Chaitanya.
But don't try to imitate him.
Ali nemojte ga pokušavati oponašati.
You'll fall down.
Jer ćete pasti sa se.
But he was a great soul.
Bio velika duša.
One time he was living in Mayapur.
Živio u Mayapuru jednom.
And all of a sudden he got a stick and he started beating the ground. He was saying, hut, 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 hut.
Uzeo štap i počeo lupat po tlu.
And he kept doing that.
Šta?
People were wondering, what are you doing?
Šta to radiš? Ljudi su pitali.
Later on he said, there's this goat. He keeps eating the tulsi bushes in Vrindavan.
Rekao, tu,
goat.
Goat. Koza. Jedan koza jede tulsi lišće u Vrindavan.
Goat. It's not a nice animal.
Jako lijepa životinja.
He's a sudra animal.
To je sudra životinja.
Kind of low class.
Niže klas.
Anyway, everyone's wondering, how can he do that?
Kako on to može?
So they send a messenger to find out what happened.
Poslali su,
and after some time,
glasnika, da sazna.
It was recorded that yes, right at that same time, a goat was eating the tulsi bush in Vrindavan.
I saznali su da tada uistinu baš u tom trenutku je jela jarac je jeo tulsi grm u Vrindavanu, znači je bilo Majapuru, gdje on lupao o tla.
And he could understand it even by while living in Mayapur, he had that mystic power.
I dok je bio u Mayapuru, on je mogao shvatiti da jarac jede grm tulsi u Vrindavan.
So this was Vamsi Bhat Thakur? What's his name? Vamsi Bhat Das Babaji.
Vamsi Das Babaji.
Yeah, he was a very unusual personality. There's a book written about his life.
Ima knjiga o njegovom životu.
He's got a long beard and he looks like a madman.
Izgleda poput luđaka, duga brada.
Transcendental madman.
Transcendentalni luđak.
So today is also his disappearance day.
Danas je također dan njegovog odlaska.
So these are two great souls that we're celebrating today. Appearance, disappearance. Srila Prabhupada said there's no difference.
Prabhupada je rekao, odlazak ili pojava, nema razlike.
When great souls come into this world, they bring the mercy of the Lord.
Kad velika duša dođe u ovaj svijet, ona donese milost gospodina.
And when they leave, they have been inspired, during their life they inspire so many, and then they leave to go on somewhere else to do the same thing.
A kada odu, odlaze negdje drugdje da bi uradili istu stvar, a sa sobom ostave iza sebe inspirirane.
So great souls don't die, they just appear and reappear in different places.
Tako, velike duše ne umiru, oni jednostavno se pojavljuju i odlaze na različite
mjesta. Just like the sun goes down over the horizon and it comes up. It goes down over the western horizon and comes up over the eastern horizon.
Poput sunca koje izađe na zapadu, izađe na istoku.
But if one says, oh, the sun is dead, and now the sun is born, then that is not very good intelligence.
Ali nije inteligentno ako mislimo sunce umrlo ili sunce se rađa.
So the sun appears and disappears from our sight.
Sunce se pojavljuje i nestaje s našeg pogleda.
So great souls are like that. They appear and disappear, but they are always somewhere distributing the mercy and chanting the glories of the Lord.
Takve su velike duše, one pojavljuju se i odlaze i uvijek negdje dijele milost gospodina.
So actually disappearance days are more important than appearance days.
Zapravo dani odlaska su važniji od dana pojave.
Because appearance days we have yet to understood the glories of their activities, but upon disappearance they have already performed their leelas and brought Krishna consciousness to the world.
Jer za dana pojave tek trebamo saznati o njihovim djelatnostima, a na dane odlaska već znamo sve što su izvršili.
So today is disappearance day.
Tako danas je dan odlaska.
But again, this is a very important point devotees should remember, that great souls don't die.
Vrlo važna je poanta da velike duše ne umiru.
Just like sometimes a great soul in our movement will leave, but actually they just go to some other place to perform their activity.
Velike ličnosti u našem pokretu isto.
So,
umiru, odu negdje drugdje.
And they exist within our hearts and minds still by the power of their devotion.
I moć njihove devocije još uvijek živi u našim srcima i umovima.
So we can always access their mercy simply through our devotional service.
I kroz naše jednostavno služenje s predanošću možemo dobiti
pristup simply by glorifying great souls, simply by remembering great souls, simply by following their instructions.
Slijedeći njihove upute, sjećajući se njih.
Just like every day you're worshiping Srila Prabhupada.
Kao svaki dan obožavate Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada's there in that deity.
On je tu.
It's a little tiny deity.
Mali murti. Ali to je Prabhupada. Tu.
We have a beautiful deity of Prabhupada on the altar. He's having kirtan.
Imate jako lijep murti Prabhupada.
When I saw that deity, I was thinking, that's so nice.
Dok vrši kirtan. Gledao sam, mislim, tako je lijep.
And if you put your love and devotion into that deity, Prabhupada will reveal himself through the deity.
E ako postavite svoju ljubav i devociju u to božanstvo, on će se razotkriti.
The pure devotee is non-different than his transcendental form, just like the Lord is non-different than his transcendental.
Čisti bhakta se ne razlikuje od svog transcendentalnog oblika kao i gospodin.
One time, I'll tell you a story which proves this.
Reći vam priču koja to dokazuje.
You want to hear another story?
Želite čuti još jednu priču?
Are you all hungry for prasad?
Ili ste gladni? No.
What would you rather do?
Što biste?
Story, okay. This is a nice story. This has happened in ISKCON.
Ovo se desilo u ISKCON-u.
Devotees were preaching in Africa.
Bhakta je propovedao u Africi.
So they decided to bring a murti of Prabhupada to Africa to install in one of the new temples there.
I htjeli su dovesti murti Prabhupada da ga ustoliči u jednom od hramova.
So when they came into the country, they got stopped by customs.
Kad su došli u zemlju, bili su zaustavili su ih kupci.
The customs official says you have to have papers to bring in, you know, that statue.
Zaustavili su ih carinici zapravo. Rekli su morate imati papir za to.
So the devotees didn't have the proper papers.
Bhakta nisu imali pravilne dokumente.
So the custom official says, then you can't take him in, we'll keep him in our storeroom, and then when you get the papers, you can have him.
Nisu dali da Prabhupada prenesu.
It was a big deity of
Prabhupada. Unesu u državu ogromni murti Prabhupada.
Like Vyasa-san.
Morate za njega imati papire.
So they put Prabhupada in their storage room.
Tako su stavili Prabhupada u svoje skladište.
But Prabhupada didn't like being in there.
Prabhupada se nije sviđalo biti tamo.
So after two days, the devotees got a call from the customs officials. They called the local temple.
Nakon dva dana, carinici su zvali lokalni hram.
They said, come and get your guru. He keeps saying, take me out of here, take me out of here.
Dođite po vašeg gura, on stalno govori, vodite me odavde, vodite me odavde.
Prabhupada was actually speaking to the customs officials, get me out of here, I don't want to stay.
Prabhupada govori o tim carinicima.
So even the customs officials heard it. What to speak of the devotees?
Ako to mogu carinici realizirati, što onda reći o Bhaktama?
So they came and got Prabhupada.
Da, onda su Bhakte došli po Prabhupada.
It's a true story, you can read it.
Možete čitati o tome, to je istinita priča.
It's written in one book about... Huh? You don't believe it? You can read this. You read that story? Did anybody read that story?
Da li ko čitao tu priču?
It's written in the pastimes of preaching in Africa. I think there's one book about preaching in South Africa.
To je knjiga prič propovedanju u Južnoj Africi.
It's written by one devotee named Rida Prabhu.
Napisao je Vrida Prabhu.
I don't know if it's translated into the local language, but it's in English. I know.
Na engleskom je dostupno.
So the deity is none different.
Tako, murti.
And Prabhupada says Krishna comes according to his particular size to please the devotees.
Krishna dolazi u određenoj veličini da bi zadovoljio Bhakta.
When Krishna is there in his form, the pure devotee is also there in his transcendental form.
Krishna u svom obliku tom i također je čisti Bhakta u svom obliku.
So we should always remember that. And when we worship these deities,
trebamo se toga sjećati.
We ask them that Prabhupada is there, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is there, Lord Nityananda is there,
kada obožavamo božanstvo, Lord Shrigadev
is there,
trebamo znati,
Prahlad Maharaj is there,
da su svi oni tu.
They're all there.
Svi su tu.
I think you know that.
Mislim da to vi znate.
Okay. So it is getting a little late. Any questions? I'll stop here.
Ovdje će stati, imali pitanja?
Yes, Prabhu.
Imam jedan događaj. He has one lila. Related to driving with Murti.
Murti iz Firenze za Polu.
When I was driving the Murti, Prabhupada's Murti, from Florence to Pula.
Mm-hmm.
I kad smo došli na granicu Italije i Hrvatske,
we arrived on the border, Italian-Croatian border.
Carinik je pogledao Šila Prabhupada, Šila Prabhupada je sedao na zadnjem sedelu.
Kako se kaže carinik? Customer officer. He was looking at Prabhupada.
Sedeo je kao general, baš do
Prabhupada was sitting as a general army.
I onda carinik kad je vidio Šila Prabhupada, on je samo sklopio ruke, odao poštovanje.
And this man, when he saw Prabhupada, he just folded his hands and offered obeisances.
He
just showed with his hand that we can go, proceed.
Ja sam imao takav događaj. Za razliku od ovog.
Very nice story. One time one lady, she was carrying a murti of Prabhupada and she brought him on a plane. on an airplane.
Jednom jedna gospođa ukrcala Murti Prabhupada.
And she actually had a seat
u avion gore i sjela ga.
And then when the stewardess came along,
stewardessa došla.
You know, Prabhupada was like there, and he was like he had his chadar. So she didn't speak to Prabhupada. She spoke to the lady. She said, "Does he want something to eat?"
Pitala, da li on želi nešto jesti?
And she said, "No, that's okay." She didn't tell it was a murti.
Matuša govorila, ne, on okay.
But the lady, the stewardess, was so enchanted by Prabhupada, she came back and she brought some flowers and gave it to Prabhupada.
Ali ta stewardesa nije znala da je to murti. Ponovo se
vratila s nekim cvijećem za Prabhupada. The lady never told the stewardess that it was a murti. She just let her believe it was like, you know.
I nikada ta mataća nije rekla da je to murti Prabhupada.
Because she didn't really talk to Prabhupada, because Prabhupada was... So she thought, I shouldn't disturb him. He's a holy man. He's in meditation.
Ne smije ga uznemirati. To je sveti čovjek u svojoj meditaciji.
So, you know, even so-called ordinary people, when they see, they are amazed.
Čak i takozvani obični ljudi, kad vide, zapanjeni.
Oh, there's so many stories of Prabhupada's murti.
Ima jako mnogo priča o Prabhupada i murtima.
There's another famous story. You want to hear another story?
Još jednu priču.
This is nobody knows this story but me.
Ovo samo ja znam ovu priču.
It's a special story.
Posebna priča.
When Prabhupada first began the movement back in 1966.
Kada Prabhupada tek započeo s pokretom 66.
He was living in New York City. He's living in his apartment. And few people were coming.
Živio u svom stanu u New Yorku. Par ljudi bi dolazilo.
Prabhupada would sometimes go out and walk in the local park.
Prabhupada nekad otišao šetati u lokalnom parku.
So one day Prabhupada was sitting on the park bench and one man sat next to him.
Jednom Prabhupada sjedio na klupi u parku i prišao mu čovjek.
And the man was kind of fascinated by Prabhupada.
I taj čovjek bio fasciniran.
So he asked him some questions.
Prabhupada mu pitao ga neka pitanja.
Prabhupada said, "Yes, I'm from India and I've come to bring the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world."
Prabhupada rekao, da, ja dolazim iz Indije i dolazim doneti zapadnom svijetu učenja.
And I have 108 temples.
Imam 108 hramova.
But they're separated by time.
Ali čeka vrijeme na njih.
So the man liked Prabhupada, but he was thinking, what is he talking about, 108 temples?
Separated by time.
He's speaking like a crazy person.
Poput,
but the man liked him anyway.
Ali mu se dopao jako Prabhupada.
So, you know, that was the end of that.
To je završilo.
Now, many years later,
mnogo godina kasnije,
the same man,
isti čovjek,
he came into one of our temples in America.
Došao jedan od naših hramova.
He was quite elderly now.
Sad je već dosta star.
And he came in, and when he saw the deity of Prabhupada,
došao unutra kada vidio murti Prabhupada,
he became so excited.
Postao jako uzbuđen.
And started speaking like a madman.
Počeo govoriti poput luđaka.
And he was just, it was during a Sunday program. He did it. He did it.
Počeo vikati.
I didn't
on the fist, počeo vikati. On je to učinio. Učinio je to.
I didn't believe him, but he did it.
Nisam mu vjerovao.
He did it.
Učinio je to.
He just became so excited.
Bio toliko uzbuđen.
He met Prabhupada many years ago, and now he realized Prabhupada had done what he actually said.
Jer prije mnogo godina sreo Prabhupada, sad je shvatio da je on to realizirao što je rekao.
So that man got his doubts cleared up.
Tako su njegove sumnje očistile.
So this is Prabhupada.
To je Prabhupada.
Your deity of Prabhupada is so nice.
Vaš murti Prabhupada je tako lijep.
So, very, really, Prabhupada is so present in that deity.
Tako je prisutan Prabhupada u tom malom murti.
Because there's devotion, wherever there's devotion, the deity becomes alive.
Ti god je devocija, tu murti
dobi. The more the devotion of the devotees, the more the deity becomes what we say manifest. You can see more and more of the Lord through the deities, more and more of Prabhupada through by the devotion of the devotees.
I sve više možemo vidjeti božanstva.
Prabhupada used to do that. Sometimes Prabhupada would come to the temple, he'd look at the deity and he could tell just how the devotees were worshipping, how much devotion was there, what was the climate of the temple, simply by seeing the deities.
Prabhupada jednostavno gledajući božanstvo bi znao kako ga, kako ih obožavaju, kakva je atmosfera u hramu.
One time, another story, you want to hear another story?
Još jedna priča.
Okay. You might go hungry, but no. I'll tell it to you anyway.
Reći ću vam.
One devotee, very senior devotee in our movement, his name was Bhavananda.
Jedan stariji bhakta u našem pokretu.
You've heard of Bhavananda?
Čuli ste za Bhavananda?
Sure, some of you have. Yes. Was a senior Prabhupada disciple.
Je stari Prabhupada učenik.
Now he was temple president in New York City.
Bio predsjednik hrama u New Yorku to vrijeme.
Now the RT, the Mongol RT was at 4:30.
Mangalat je bio u 4:30.
And he was getting up really early and chanting his rounds.
On bi ustajao jako rano mantrati krugove.
So he decided to change the RT to 4.
I tako odlučio promijeniti arati u 4.
Mangal RT was at 4.
Mangal RT bio u 4.
So this went on for some time.
I to je tako išlo jedno vrijeme.
So then one day Prabhupada came and visited the temple.
Jednog dana Prabhupada došao posjetiti
hram. And he was taking darshan at the deities.
I gledao je božanstvo za vrijeme darshana.
And then he called Bhavananda over.
I onda je zvao Bhavanandu.
He said they look tired.
Rekao, izgledaju jako umorno.
They are getting enough rest. What time are they getting up?
Jel se dovoljno odmaraju, kad ih probudiš?
And he told them, Prabhupada, well, the Mangal Arati is at 4, Prabhupada's at 2 early.
Rekao, Prabhupada, Mangal Arati u 4, Prabhupada rekao, prerano.
So they changed it to the 4:15.
Tako su promijenili u 4:15.
And then they kept it.
Tako
and then after some days, Prabhupada said, ah, oh, they look more rested, that's nice.
I onda Prabhupada rekao, ah, sad izgledaju bolje.
So, yeah, it's like that. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda here, they perform kirtans all night, so it's good you have 5 o'clock Mangal Arati.
Govorim da cijelu noć imaju kirtan, to je dobro da imate u 5 sati Mangal Arati.
Because they're, you know, they always chant and dance all night, so.
Cijelu noć plešu i pjevaju.
They need a little break before Mangal Arati.
Treba im mali odmor prije Mangal Arati.
Lord Chaitanya said that one time to his devotees. He said, you know, we're out chanting and dancing all day, and we're having kirtani, and you know what we're doing at night? We're sleeping. Lord Chaitanya said that to his devotees.
Gospodin Chaitanya je rekao svojim baktama, cijeli dan imamo kirtan, noću trebamo spavati.
We're sleeping at night, we're just wasting time.
Imam preko cijeli dan kirtan, a noću jednostavno samo gubimo vrijeme spavajući.
So now on we'll have kirtan all night.
Od danas imat ćemo kirtan i noću.
So then they started the kirtans in the house of Sri Vastakura.
Tam su počeli noćni kirtani u kući Sri
Vastakura. And every night only the intimate devotees would come. And Lord Chaitanya would be there with his intimate associates in the house of Srivas.
Došli bi samo intimni pratioci u kuću Srivas.
And Lord Chaitanya would go into his deep moods of ecstasy and separation from Krishna.
Gospodin Chaitanya bi ušao u svoje duboko raspoloženje odvojenosti od Krishna.
Those kirtans were famous in that house.
Ti kirtani su bili jako slavni.
Kirtans. Advaita Acharya would sing.
Advaita Acharya bi pjevao.
And Mukunda would sing.
Mukunda.
This is a different Mukunda, not the same one.
Ovo je drugi Mukunda, ne ovaj.
Mukunda Dat. This other Mukunda was Mukunda Sakar. There were three Mukundas. But this one was Mukunda Dat. He would sing. He would sing so sweetly. And try to bring out Lord Chaitanya's inner mood of devotion by his melody and his
melodijama potaknuti raspoloženje gospodina Chaitanya, njegovo devocionalno određeno raspoloženje.
So one time in the house of during the kirtan.
Jednom,
just at the beginning of the kirtan,
baš u početku kirtana,
Sri Vastakur's son died.
Umro je sin od Sri Vastakur.
The son was only 4 years old.
Bio samo 4 godine star.
So all the family members were overwhelmed with unhappiness and they started to cry.
Svi članovi obitelji su bili jako nesretni, počeli su plakati.
So Sri Vastakur heard their family members crying.
Kad Sri Vastakur vidio da plaču,
he left the kirtan, he said, why are you crying? Be quiet, you're disturbing Lord Chaitanya's kirtan.
Uznemiravate kirtan, gospodine Chaitanya, šutite.
They said, your son died.
Ne rekli su, sin ti umro.
He said, that's all right, but don't disturb the kirtan.
Dobro, ali nemojte uznemiravati kirtan.
So, if you're gonna cry quietly.
Plačite tiho.
So he went back to the kirtan.
Vratio se u kirtan.
So the kirtan went on and on all night.
Kirtan nastavio čitavu noć.
Then the next morning, towards the end, Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan.
Pred kraj, gospodin Chaitanya zaustavio kirtan.
He said, Srivas, there's some calamity happened in this house.
Da li se neka nesreća desila u ovoj kući?
Look, Shiva said, what calamity could be in, happen in this house?
Se može desiti u ovoj kući.
When you are here, everything is auspicious.
Ti ovdje, sve je povoljno.
But since you asked,
ali budući da pitaš,
my son died.
Sin mi umro.
Oh, when?
Kada?
Oh, about 7.5 hours ago.
Prije 7.5 sati.
Why didn't you tell me?
Zašto mi nisi rekao?
Where is he?
Gdje?
Bring him to me.
Dovedi ga.
So he went into the other room and the son was laying there.
Otišao u drugu sobu gdje je ležao sin.
Lord Chaitanya saw the boy.
Gospodin Chaitanya vidio.
Placed his hand on the boy's chest.
Petka stavio ruku na njegova prsta.
My dear son of Srivas, where did you go? Why have you left?
Dragi sine Srivas, gdje si išao? Zašto si otišao?
A miracle happened. The boy sat up.
Boj je ustao.
He looked around.
Pogledao okolo.
He saw his family members. He saw Lord Chaitanya.
Vidio članove obitelji Chaitanya.
He said, my dear Lord, I'm your eternal servant.
Dragi gospodine, ja sam
my time is up in this body.
Ja sam tvoj vječni sluga.
So by your will, I'm going on to my next destination.
Moje vrijeme je isteklo u ovom tijelu i idem na svoje sljedeće odredište.
And then he lay down and died again.
I to je ponovo legao i umro.
So when everyone saw that, everyone was,
svi su koji su to vidjeli,
was shocked.
Bili su šokirani.
So, and they also got enlightened in the truth.
Ali su bili prosvjetljeni.
Because the soul doesn't die.
Duša,
the body goes from one place to another. I mean, the soul goes one from one place, the body remains.
Duša ide s jednog mjesta na drugo.
So, Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas, Srivas, you are so dear to me.
Ti si mi toliko drag.
Your son died. And you didn't even want to say anything because you didn't want to disturb my kirtan.
Tvoj sin je umro. Nisi htio ništa da mi kažeš da ne bi uznemirio kirtan.
Srivas, yourself and all your family members are more, even the dog in your house, he is dear to me.
Cijela tvoja obitelj mi je toliko draga, čak i pas u tvojoj kući mi je toliko drag.
Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with the devotion of Srivas.
He
was only thinking of the happiness
of Lord Chaitanya. Srivasa, koji je samo mislio na sreću Sri Chaitanya.
That was Srivas Thakur.
To je bio Srivas Thakur.
Kirtans used to go on all every night, amazing kirtans.
Nevjerojatne kirtane bi išli.
One time Srivas Thakur's mother-in-law, she hid in the closet when she wanted to watch Lord Chaitanya's kirtan.
Jednog dana se majka punica od Srivas Thakura skrila u ormar.
And then when the kirtan started,
je htjela gledati kirtan.
Immediately it stopped after a few moments.
Čim je počeo kirtan, prestao je nakon par trenutaka.
Lord Chaitanya looked around.
Čitam upravo zaustao kirtan.
He said, I'm not feeling my normal ecstasy.
Ne osjećam svoju običajnu ekstazu.
There must be someone in this place that doesn't belong here.
Ovdje mora da se nalazi netko tko tu ne pripada.
Srivas, is there someone here that doesn't belong here?
Ima li ikog ovdje ko tu ne pripada?
My dear Lord, only your devotees are here.
Samo bhakti, dragi gospodine.
So they began the kirtan again.
Opet je počeo kirtan.
After a few moments, he stopped again.
Nakon par trenutaka opet je stao.
Somebody is here that doesn't belong here.
Srivas, neko je ovdje ko tu ne pripada.
Srivas went looking through the house.
Srivas je tražio po kući.
Found in the closet.
I našu ormar.
Hiding was the mother-in-law.
Majku.
She wanted to see the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya.
Koja je htjela gledati kirtan Sri Chaitanya.
So Srivas Thakur grabbed his mother-in-law.
Srivas je zgrabio.
And threw her out.
Izbacio.
We have nothing against mother-in-laws.
Nemamo ništa protiv punica.
But Lord Chaitanya didn't want anyone but pure devotees to be.
Ali Chaitanya upravo nije htio nikog osim čistih bhakta da budu prisutni.
There in that kirtan.
U tom kirtan.
Another time, one young man, he came up to Srivas.
Jedan mladić je došao do Srivasa.
He was a very austere brahmachari.
Bio je vrlo, vrlo strogi brahmachari.
He was so austere, he drank only milk.
Pio je samo mlijeko,
that's
ništa
all. He never ate anything, but he drank only milk.
Nikad nije ništa jeo, samo je pio
and
mlijeko.
And he was very simple, very humble.
Bilo vrlo ponizan, vrlo jednostavan.
He said to Srivas, I want to see the kirtans of Lord Chaitanya.
Želim vidjeti kirtan gospodina Chaitanya.
Srivas says, oh, Lord Chaitanya only allows his most intimate devotees.
Srivas je rekao, oh, on samo svojim najintimnim baktama to dopušta.
But I can see you're very simple, very humble, very austere.
Ali vidim da si vrlo jednostavan,
ponizan. So you can come, but you have to hide.
Možeš doći, ali trebaš se skriti.
So the man came.
Tako,
and he was watching Lord Chaitanya's dancing.
Gledao je.
And after some time, Lord Chaitanya stopped dancing.
A nakon kratkog vremena Chaitanya prestao plesati.
Lord Chaitanya said, Srivas, Somebody is here that doesn't belong here.
Neko je ovdje ko tu ne pripada.
Is there someone here?
Da li ima nekog tu?
Well, actually, there is one very nice brahmachari. He's very simple, very austere. He drinks only milk.
Ima jedan jako fini brahmachari, jako skroman, ponizan.
Like Lord
Nrsingadev.
He said, get him out of here before I destroy the whole universe. And then the man came running out and he paid his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, do you think simply by drinking milk you can get Krishna? Krishna is not purchased by austerities, he's purchased by devotion.
Krishna ne možeš kupiti svojim strogostima, samo s devocijom.
So yeah. And he told, and then he indicated you can't stay.
I onda mu je ukazao da ne može ostati.
So the man, he turned around and started leaving.
Mladi se okrenuo i počeo odlaziti.
But in his heart he was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is so kind,
tako je ljubazan,
so merciful,
tako je milostiv.
And I did get to see his dancing for a little while.
A malo sam uspio čak i vidjeti njegovog plesa.
So he was thinking like that when he was leaving.
Tako je razmišljao dok je odlazio.
And Lord Chaitanya, he's the indwelling super soul, the hearts of all devotees,
koji je nadduša, all living beings, bhakta i živih bića.
So he could understand this man's mind.
Mogao shvatiti um tog.
So he called him
mladića,
back.
I zvao ga je nazad.
He said, and he called him back, and the man was so happy. He said, now give up this milk drinking. Take prasad. Dance and chant. And he actually became one of the confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. That story is in Chaitanya Bhagavan. It's a very nice story. So Lord Chaitanya would prefer, he loved kirtan. So if you want to please Lord Chaitanya, just have kirtan.
And if
your body is old, you can't move, and you're lazy, and you don't want to dance, but you want to please Lord Chaitanya, I'll tell you a secret how to do it. Pray to Lord Nityananda.
Molite se Nityananda.
He'll give you the power to dance.
Daj mi moć da plešem.
And then all of a sudden you'll be dancing. You wonder, wow,
da ćete plesati.
How am I doing that?
Misliš, ta, kako ja uradim?
It's coming from Lord Nityananda.
To dolazi od gospodina Nityananda.
Because he likes to please Lord Chaitanya by getting everyone to dance.
Jer on voli zadovoljiti gospodina Chaitanju tako što svih navodi na ples.
That's the secret if you want to dance.
I to je tajna.
Pray to Lord Nityananda. Please, Lord Nityananda.
Molite se Nityananda.
Make this useless body dance in your kirtan.
Molite gospodina Nityananda. Učini da ovo beskorisno tijelo pleše u kirtanu.
So Lord Nityananda, he loves kirtan.
Oh, we want to
hear another story.
Jako voli kirtan. Želite još
more stories or prasad?
Still stories.
Still stories, okay. Sure. Okay.
Yes.
Lord Nityananda came to see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri.
And Nityananda je došao vidjeti Sri Chaitanya u Jagannath Puriju.
And one day Lord Chaitanya called Lord Nityananda and spoke to him something confidential.
Jednog dana ga gospodin Chaitanya pozvao i rekao mu nešto vrlo povjerljivo.
He said to him, he said, you know,
rekao mu, znaš,
I want to be with you and you want to be with me.
Ja želim biti s tobom i ti želiš biti sa mnom.
But I want you to preach.
Ali želim da propovijedaš.
Spread the Sankirtan movement in Bengal.
Želim da proširiš Sankirtan pokret u Bengalu.
So you go to Bengal, you take your devotees with you.
Idi u Bengal, uzmi svoje bhakte sa sobom.
And begin the Sankirtan movement.
I započni Sankirtan pokret tamo.
So, following the instructions of Lord Chaitanya,
sljedeći
he gathered all his followers, which were all cowherd boys.
Skupio sve svoje pratioce koji su bili zapravo dječaci pastiri.
They left Jagannath Puri and they began kirtan.
I počeli su kirtan čim su
napustili Jagannath Puri. Navadvip.
Pjevali su i plesali na putu do zapadnog
Bengala. Navadvip. That they forgot which way they were supposed to go.
I u svom kirtanu su zaboravili kojim smjerom da idu.
And then after some time they were lost.
I izgubili su.
So they asked someone, which way is it to Navadvip?
Onda su pitali koji je put do Navadvipa.
Oh, 6 miles.
Uf.
This way is the road. You have to go 6 miles off the path.
6 milja ste skrenuli s puta. Morate se vratiti natrag.
So they changed directions and went back on the path.
Onda bi se vratili natrag na stazu.
And then they were chanting and dancing again.
Onda bi opet plesali, pjevali.
And again they got lost.
I opet bi se tako izgubili.
So absorbed in kirtan.
bili bi apsorbirani u kirtan, izgubili. Gledali bi oko sebe.
What do we do?
Gdje smo?
So they ask someone.
Ali nekog pitali.
Where's the path to the Ganges?
Gdje je put do Gange?
Because if you follow the path to the Ganges, it leads to Navadvip.
Jer ako slijedite put Gange.
He said, "Hi, hi, hi, hi. It's 20 miles that way."
Oh, kaže 20 milja ste ušli ukrivo.
Hi, hi in Bengali means means abominable. You made a big mistake. So if you're in Bengal, you don't have this problem. But those of us who are English, sometimes we say hello or we say hi. Hi. If you say hi to a Bengali, it's not good.
Mi nemamo taj problem, mi Englezi nekad imamo problem. Nekad kažete hello, nekad kažete hi. Ako kažete hi Bengalcu, to je jako loše.
It's like I think in your language, in your country too, there's certain words that are not so good, right? Like I was giving initiations last week. And I was going to name one devotee Madhukanta. But I found out Kanta means garbage can. So not such a good name.
Nije tako dobro ime.
Madhu garbage can.
Madhu smeće.
So, you know, we have these problems.
Nekad imamo te probleme na lokalnim jezicima.
And there was one in Spanish.
U španjolskoj.
No, there's a name in Sanskrit which means planet.
Ima ime na sanskritu što znači planet.
Planet, and the word is loka.
Loka.
Loka. Loka means planet. So one guru gave one lady the name Loka, and she was a Spanish lady.
Ta Španjolka je dobila ime Loka.
But Loka in Spanish means crazy.
A Loka na španjolskom znači lud.
So he had to change her name.
Morao promijeniti njeno ime.
It's a problem. Somebody told me there's like 50 words in Croatian that you can't, that are different. They have like Sanskrit, same things.
Like
rupa, what does that mean?
Whole.
It means whole.
Rupa.
You don't want to name anybody Rupa Goswami. It's like Goswami in a hole or something.
Goswami Rupi.
It's a problem.
Neka je to problem.
Anyway, don't say hi in Bengali.
U svakom slučaju, nemojte govoriti hi u Bengalu.
So, you know. So finally they got on the right path.
Konačno su došli na
pravi
put.
Towards Navadvip.
Put koji vodi do Navadvipa.
They came into the purview of Navadvip.
Došli su pred Navadvip.
And they came to the house of Raghava Pandit.
I ušli su u kuću, do kuće Raghava Pandit.
And they began kirtan there.
I tamo su započeli kirtan.
And Lord Nityananda started chanting and dancing. Actually, before the kirtan started, there were some nice pastimes.
Ali prije kirtana što je počeo, Abhiram
Gopal, we mentioned him earlier.
Abhiram Gopal, koji smo ranije spomenuli.
He was powerful.
Bio moćan.
He was so strong.
Bio tako snažan.
And he would, one time he went into the forest and he picked up a tree and held it like a flute.
Jednog dana išao u šumu, isčupao stablo, čitavo stablo isčupao i držao ga kao flaut.
He was holding it like playing a flute. And he held it there for 9 hours. He was standing.
Tako stajao 9 sati.
And he didn't move for 9 hours, just holding.
Nisam micao 9 sati. Sa stablom u ruci.
Like that for 9 hours. 9 hours. Oh. And this was Abhiram Gopal.
To be Abhiram Gopal.
So he was there in the kirtan. So Lord Nityananda said to Raghava Pandit,
Nityananda je rekao Raghava Pandit,
I want a garland,
želim garland
of Kadamba flowers.
Kadamba cvijeća.
And Raghava Pandit said, my dear Lord, this is not the season for Kadamba
flowers.
Ovo nije
sezona za Kadamba cvijeća.
But Lord Nityananda said, you go in your backyard and you look and see if you can find some Kadamba
flowers.
Odi u svoj vrt
i pogleda iza kuće.
So he went in the backyard to look.
Otišao u vrt.
And on the lemon tree, there were kadamba flowers growing.
Drvetu limuna su rasla kadamba cvijeće.
So he collected the flowers, made a garden for Lord Nityananda.
Sakupio cvijeće i napravio garland za Nityananda.
And gave it to him.
Then
he began a kirtan.
Da započeo kirtan.
And when he began the kirtan, everyone was smelling some damanaka flowers.
I svi su osjetili miris damanaka cvijeća.
Now, damanaka flowers only grow in the area of Jagannath Puri.
Damanaka cvijeće je vrst cvijeća koja raste samo u Jagannath Puriju.
But the fragrance was so strong.
Ali taj miris mogli su osjetiti, bio jako
snažan. Lord Nityananda said, yes, Lord Chaitanya is here. He's wearing his Damanaka garland. Nobody could see Mahaprabhu.
Nosi svoj Damanaka garland.
Sometimes he would come.
To niko nije mogao vidjeti.
No one could see him. He would be there in his, when we say, unmanifested form.
Ali došao u svojem nemanifestiranom obliku.
And only pure devotees, great, highly advanced pure devotees could see him.
I samo vrlo, vrlo uzvišeni čisti bhakti su ga
mogli vidjeti. Lord Nityananda began kirtan.
Nityananda je počeo kirtan.
And everybody was chanting and dancing in the house of Raghava Pandit.
U kući
Raghava Pandita. And the kirtan just started going.
Kirtan bi samo išao dalje, dalje.
And everyone was chanting and dancing and it was becoming ecstatic.
Postala
and the kirtan went on and on.
Kirtan nastavio dalje, dalje.
And that kirtan went on for 3 months.
Taj kirtan je tako nastavio bez prekida.
Nobody slept. Nobody did anything.
Nitko nije spavao, nitko nije jeo.
And the ecstasy of the kirtan was so powerful that the devotees. Ekstaza
bila tako moćna.
Devotees were dancing with trees.
Bhakti su plesali sa stablima.
Pull up the trees out of the ground.
Čupali bi stablo iz tla.
And they were dancing with the trees.
Plesali bi zajedno sa stablim.
And then they were climbing big trees.
Onda bi se
climbing on the branches. Branches of big trees,
po granama,
and they would go all the way out to the end of the branch.
Išli bi do kraja grane, male
where the little twigs were.
Gdje su male grančice.
And they were dancing on the twigs.
I na tim malim grančicama bi plesali.
And the twigs weren't breaking.
I one se ne bi slomile.
They had this mystic power. This kirtan was just Lord Nityananda's kirtan. It was just going on and on
kirtan.
And on.
To bi samo išlo, išlo.
It was amazing. And some of the little kids from the village nearby, they started seeing the kirtan, so they joined the kirtan.
Male dečki iz sela vidjeli to i oni bi se pridružili.
And they got swept up into the kirtan.
I oni bi zaglavili u kirtan.
And they were picking up trees.
I oni bi iste stvari radili.
Little trees, of course, not big trees. But
mala stabla su čupali.
And then they were dancing with the trees.
I oni bi plesali sa stablima.
And they were little kids in the village, they were dancing for 1 month.
I ti mali dečki iz sela isto bi plesali čitav mjesec.
Without stopping.
Bez prestanka.
We can't even dance for 1 hour.
Mi nakon jednog sata smo gotovi. Tri mjeseca.
This is Lord Nityananda's kirtan.
To je kirtan gospodine Nityananda.
It's just like it was just transforming the whole universe.
Transformira čitav svemir.
So this is. And so Lord Nityananda, then he went on to Navadvip and he started the Sankirtan movement.
Navadvipa.
He was chanting and dancing through the streets of Navadvip.
Kroz ulice Navadvipa bi plesao.
You want to hear another story?
Želite sljedeću priču?
You sure? You're not hungry yet.
Sigurni niste
gladni. Don't blame me now if you're hungry.
Nemojte me kriviti, ja pokasnije.
So, Now Lord Nityananda, he liked to dress very nicely.
Gospodin Nityananda bi se volio jako lijepo
odijeniti. Beautiful blue attractive
prekrasnu
robes.
Plavu odjeću.
And he would have
jako atrakt.
Beautiful golden earrings.
Zlatne naušnice bi nosio.
And all kinds of jewels and pearl necklaces.
Sve raznih vrsta narukvica.
And he would wear a turban on his head with all decorations.
Turban na glavi sa svim mogućim ukrasima.
And he had ankle bells.
Na nogavice, narukvice.
And bracelets. And he was dressed so attractive.
Tako prilačno bi se
odjenio. Kirtan like that.
Tako bi vršio kirtan.
So one day, after seeing the kirtan for a while, one dacoit, one thief,
vidjevši tako taj kirtan, jedan lopov,
he said, wow, look at that.
Misli,
what did he call him? He said, that person, he has all the riches in one place.
Ova osoba ima svo bogatstvo na jednom mjestu.
So he called his assistant dacoits.
Zvao je svoje pomoćnike lopove.
Just look at that person. There's so much wealth on him that if we can get that, we can retire.
A na njemu ima toliko blaga da ako to uspijemo dobiti možemo ići u penziju.
We can live very happily the rest of our life.
Možemo sretno živjeti do kraja života.
So they made a plot to get Lord Nityananda's jewelry.
Skovali su plan da dođu do tog.
Now Lord Nityananda was staying in the house of
bogatstvo. Nakita Nityananda.
Jagadish Pandit. He was staying in the house of Jagadish
Pandit.
And he would go there every night for prasadam with all his
devotees.
So the dacoits made a plot. They were going to, when Lord Nityananda, after he took prasadam, they were going to come into the house and attack him. Kill them all the devotees and take all their jewels.
Čim oni uzmu prasadan, mi ćemo ih napasti, poubijati i uzeti nakit.
So there was a whole bunch of dacoits, and they were all armed with all kinds of weapons.
Grupa sa svim vrstama oružja.
Knives and daggers and swords and
mačevi,
clubs and so many things. Each dacoit had five weapons.
Svaki od lopova je imao pet vrsti oružja.
And they were hiding outside. They were waiting till it gets dark.
I svi su se skrivali dok se nije smračilo.
And then they were waiting.
Čekali su.
And waiting.
Čekali.
And waiting.
I čekali.
And guess what happened?
Pogodite što se
one after another, they all fell asleep.
Jedan za drugim su pozaspali.
Then, kukadududu, kukadududu, oh, oh. Can you do that? I can't do it. Anybody can do a rooster? Oh, oh. Could anybody do a rooster? No?
Rooster.
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 Yeah, very good. Very good. Excellent. I don't think I remember my rooster birth. I can't do that once.
That's an decision.
Very good.
Excellent.
You can even do that to wake up the devotees every day.
Možeš tako buditi bakte svaki dan.
So they heard the rooster and they looked around. It was morning.
Kukurikanje pjetlova.
And they said, what happened?
Se vas bio, otkud
pjetao? We fell asleep.
Zaspali smo.
It was your fault. It was your fault. You were supposed to stay awake. They start blaming each other. Then the leader of the dacoits said, wait a minute.
Stop fighting.
It's because we didn't worship Mother Durga.
Ovo je zato što nismo obožavali Majku
Durgu.
We didn't
take her blessings.
Nismo uzeli blagoslov.
So let's go worship Mother Durga and today and then tonight we'll come again.
Hajdemo danas obožati Majku Durgu i
onda
ćemo se vratiti ponovo. So they went
and they offered nice puja and prayers to Mother Durga.
Ponudili su lepo puđu Majku Durgu.
And asked for her blessings.
Pitali za blagoslov.
And then the next night they came.
Sljedeću noć su došli.
But when they came they were hiding.
Skrivali su se.
It was getting dark. And then they noticed around the house of Jagadish Pandit, where Lord Nityananda was staying with these big, giant guards. They were really tall. They were about 3 meters high. And they had weapons. And they were marching around. They were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So the dacoits thought, it looks like the king has come with some of his soldiers tonight. So tonight's not a good night
danas
to attack.
Nije dobra noć da napadamo.
So we'll come back tomorrow night.
To su kraljevi ljudi, sigurno. Vratit ćemo se sutra na večer.
So the next night they came back again.
Noći opet su se
and
vratili.
Now they were really eager and it was waiting 3 nights.
Željni, već treći noć.
They were getting so enthusiastic. And they were getting impatient too. So they all were there. And they were waiting it to get dark. Finally it started to get dark. The guards were gone. There was no guards. And they were all ready. And it got darker. And darker. And darker. And darker. And darker. And darker. In fact, it got so dark,
kraju,
no one could see anything. And then all of a sudden, when it was so dark, it started to rain.
Onda,
and then it started to pour. And then it was just pouring rain. And
Pljusak.
They were all getting wet and soaked. And it was pitch black. They couldn't see where they were. And it was raining.
Yes,
and then after it was starting to rain, it's hailstones, you know, these big hailstones. And they were coming down and it was ice cold, rain, freezing hailstones. It was just pummeling, just knocking all these dacoits. And they were lost. They couldn't see and it was just like dark and it was cold and it was raining. So they start running in different directions. And one fell in the ditch.
Jedan je
and
pao
in that
u rupu.
Ditch there was all scorpions
su bili škorpioni u toj rupi.
Biting them and he broke his leg and he couldn't get out. And another dacoit ran and he fell into a thorn bush with all these thorns on it. And he was stuck and he couldn't get out and the thorns were cutting his body and he was suffering. And another one was another one tried to get out and he fell into an empty hole and boom and he crashed and broke his legs and arms. And they were all and then but and the rain kept coming and was just pouring and
pouring.
It was getting colder and colder and colder. Ice was coming down. This went on all night. They were just screaming. And finally, you know, this was going on, just too much. And finally, they were suffering. And Indra, see, because Indra knew what they were doing,
Indra
so he wanted to punish them.
Zato ih Indra odlučio kazniti.
Be careful of Indra.
Pazite se Indra.
So, and then the dacoit, the head dacoit,
a onda glavni
while this
vođa.
Was happening, and he was suffering so much, all of a sudden,
patio,
in his heart,
u srcu,
he realized
shvatio je
that this Nityananda, he is the Supreme Lord.
Ovaj Nityananda je zapravo
and
sam
then
Bog.
He realized his mistake.
Shvatio
and
grešku.
He became sorry.
Postao
and then he started praying to Lord Nityananda. Oh my dear Lord, please forgive me.
Moliti Nityananda.
I wanted to
molite
cause harm to you.
Oprosti mi.
And he offered beautiful prayers.
Ponudio prekrasne
molitve. As soon as he started offering the prayers,
čim je počeo nuditi molitve,
gradually the rain started to slow down. And then it stopped. And then soon the light came out. And the dacoits were there and they were all
razišla se oluja.
They were all cut up and they were
izrezani,
broken and they were
slomljeni,
all dirty. They fell into the garbage. Yeah. Finally they picked themselves up.
Nekako su se
pogubili. And then the leader of the dacoit said,
vođa rekao,
we have committed a great offense.
Počinili smo
we tried to
uvredu.
Harm the Supreme Lord.
Pokušali smo
opsaškati so he went
samog svevišnjeg gospodina.
To the house of Lord Nityananda.
Otišao u kuću
in a very humble way.
Na vrlo ponizan način je došao.
He fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda.
Pao je
when the devotees saw that, they knew he was a dacoit.
Bakte su znali da je to lopov.
Lord Nityananda said, no, it's okay.
Gospodin Nityananda rekao, ne, ne,
so he came and he offered beautiful prayers to Lord Nityananda. And he was just praying to Lord Nityananda. I'm sorry.
Nityananda.
I didn't know who you were.
Nisam znao tko
si. I wanted to harm you.
Htio sam te
uzlijediti. Please forgive me.
Oprosti
me. Please make me your devotee. I don't want to do this dacoit business anymore.
Ne želim se više baviti ovim
so humble, so polite. And Lord Nityananda treated him just like his own son.
Nityananda ga je tretirao kao svog sina.
He said, I forgive you.
Oprostam.
I don't have any animosity or any hatred towards you.
Nemam mržnje prema tebi.
And Lord Nityananda showed his affection to him so many ways. And he transformed him. He actually became a devotee.
Postao veliki.
He gave up his business of thievery and he actually became a devotee. And then he, Lord Nityananda gave him a service. He says, you go out and you preach to the other thieves and make them devotees. Because he was a leader of all the thieves, he went out and preached. He became
Gunda Acharya.
Acharya. He was a Gunda Acharya.
Tako je postao Gunda Acharya, Acharya svih lopova.
And he transformed all the other dacoits. They all became devotees of Lord
Nityananda.
That's a wonderful pastime. Shows the Lord's mercy of Lord. They wanted to cause harm, not only harm, they wanted to kill Lord Nityananda.
And
still Lord Nityananda didn't at all take any offense. Can the mother take offense if the child kicks the mother? The child is a little child and sometimes when the mother wants to change the diapers of the child is kicking. Sometimes it kicks the mother. The mother doesn't take any offense. So in the same way, the love for Lord Nityananda upon the conditioned souls is unconditional.
So
he showed his mercy to this dacoit. And he became a great devotee, actually. Actually, this dacoit was born in a Brahmin family.
Zapravo, taj lopov je bio rođen u Brahmanskoj obitelji.
He went wrong during his life and became a thief. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he came back.
Milošće Nityananda se povratio opet.
Not only became a Brahmin, but he actually became a great devotee of the Lord.
Postao je ne samo brahmana, već veliki bhakta.
So Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya were always
Nityananda i Chaitanya
uplifting the most fallen conditions.
Uzdizali najpalije.
That is their business. Jagais, the marais, those who are unqualified. But in this age of Kali, everyone's unqualified.
No one has any qualifications.
What is the qualification?
Koja je kvalifikacija naša u dobu Kali?
We're not born in Brahmin families.
Mi smo rođeni u Brahminskom.
We don't have a lot of Sukriti.
Nemamo pobožnih saliha.
We never grew up with training of spiritual life.
Nemamo
trening
od djetinjstva u duhovnom
životu. Most of us were taught sense gratification and so many other bad habits.
Učili su nas od ranog djetinjstva čulom uživanju.
So somehow or other we've come to Krishna consciousness. That is the mercy of Lord Nityananda coming through. His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada.
Milost Nityananda kroz njegovu božansku milost.
Therefore, that is our good fortune. Somehow or other we receive the mercy.
Dobra sreća.
And that only we should always remember it's only by the mercy of the Lord and the pure devotees that we can somehow or other perform this devotional service.
Look at
their
osjećaj.
But their mercy is so strong, it's unlimited. We have to simply want it.
Milost je neograničena i velika.
How do you get the mercy? You pray for it.
Kako ćete dobiti? Molite za nju.
You cry for it. You beg for it.
Plačite za njom.
You take it and you distribute it to others.
Uzmite i dijelite drugima.
Preach to others. Give others Krishna consciousness.
Dajte drugima svjesnost Krishna. Krishna. Kirtan prasadam. Dijelite
knjige. Take the mercy of the Lord. Give it to others.
Uzmite milosti.
And the Lord will give
drugima.
You more and more mercy.
I Gospod će vam dati sve više i više milosti.
This is the beauty of this wonder. And Prabhupada says, Taktua deham purna janmani naiti mam. At the end of life, you go back home, back
života,
to Godhead.
Vraćate se kući.
And you can Bogu. Associate with Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda
and
dance in the eternal kirtan in the spiritual world.
Vječno kirtan u duhovnom svijetu.
Okay.
Go.
Any more questions?
Ima još pitanja. You will like this.
You are.
But
you were telling so
close smo
to us.
Izučili.
We have studied
sa velikim brojem bhakta ovde.
With many devotees, all Chaitanya Bhagavata we have every Friday.
Tako da razumemo šta si nam govorio.
We understand what you are speaking.
Good. Yes, this is many of these stories are in that story I just told is in the Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Većina tih priča je u Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Because Lord Chaitanya Bhagavat deals more.
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
I mean, I'm sorry. Chaitanya Bhagavat includes more of the pastimes of Lord Nityananda than Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Chaitanya Bhagavat ima više zabava od Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Because Vrindavan Das Thakur, who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat, is a devotee of Lord Nityananda.
Je bhakta gospodina Nityananda.
So when he put that together, he included many chapters simply on the glories of Lord Nityananda, which are not there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a lot on Lord Nityananda in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But compared to Chaitanya
Bhagavata,
there are much, much more on Lord Nityananda.
Mnogo više u Chaitanya Bhagavata.
So, and if we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda.
Ako želimo milost Chaitanya, moramo uzeti milost
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, his brother, he worshipped Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't accept Lord Nityananda.
Brat od Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswamija je obožavao Sri Chaitanju, ali nije mogao prihvatiti Nityanandu.
He had problems with Lord Nityananda.
Imao probleme s Nityanandom.
And one day, what was his name?
Jednog dana.
This one devotee. Kamalakar Pippalai.
Kamalakar
Pippalai, yeah. He was a devotee of Lord Nityananda.
Koji je bio bhakta Nityananda.
And he became angry at Lord Nityananda. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's brother.
Na brata Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswamija.
And right after that, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's brother fell down.
I nakon to što se on na njega razljutio, ovaj pao.
So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami speaks about that.
Krishna Das Kaviraj
how his brother
tome,
could not accept Lord Nityananda.
Nije mogao prihvatiti Nityanandu, gospodina.
If one accepts one without the other, one will not get either.
Ako osoba prihvati jednog od njih, neće dobiti ni jednog.
One has, they are both the Supreme Personality of God.
Kao svevišnja božanska osoba.
And they're both so much intimately connected.
I oboje su jako
intimno povezani. So we worship Gornitai.
Zato mi obožavamo Gornitai.
Both. Lord Nityananda's business is to distribute Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Posao Nityananda je da dijeli milosti Chaitanya.
That's his only business.
To je njegov jedini posao.
Laha Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Paja Gauranga, Naham Re, Ye Janai Gauranga, Sehi Namar Mahare, Paja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gaurange, Naham Re, Ye Janai Gauranga, Paja Yehi Sampraare. Lord Nityananda goes through the streets singing that wonderful song. Worship Gauranga.
Obožavaj Gaurangu.
Chant Gauranga's name.
Pjevaj njegovo ime.
Make Gauranga your life.
Učini Gaurangu svojim životom.
Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Nityananda Rama ki jai. Sri Panchatattva ki jai. Tai Gaur Vimanandi. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Sri Chandra Mauli Maharaj ki jai.